How are you doing today?
We'll go ahead and get started with a question for Kenyon. Kenyon Drake from Alabama. If you have a question, please raise your hand. We'll get one of our mics to you. Questions? Hang on one second. We'll take one here on the left side of the third row, and then we'll come right back to you.
A lot of talk with the market bringing on LinkedIn and like to emphasize one guy being the guy to carry the offense. I'm excited for you to take on that role of being the guy.
It's definitely something that any player would look forward to, being a pivotal part in a team's success. I don't look at myself as being the sole proprietor to be the success for the team. We have a number of individuals who help this team be a cohesive group, and that's what I think is so important about this team this year, is that we'll have a number of people who step into that role and help this team be successful.
Front row here on the right side, and we'll move back to the third row. Go ahead.
Hey, Kane, this is something I like to ask people every year. I've already talked to Reggie, so I'm going to get your point of view. Who are some of the younger guys and newcomers that have stood out to you this summer in 7-on-7?
Well, I can't really speak on anybody specifically, but I know the whole entire freshman class in general has definitely stepped into even a leadership role. They've come in and been well receptive to the older classes. They understand that we have a knowledge base that they can feed off of and be successful eventually. Especially with my senior class being the last class to have won a national championship here, so we have that experience to know that when we were freshmen, we were a part of a national championship legacy and how to promote that. So I definitely feel like this freshman class has come in with the right mindset and are ready to, help this team be successful.
I think it was on the second row, maybe. Go ahead, and then we'll switch sides.
Captain, Coach Saban said earlier that you had told him that you never thought you would make it here. Regardless of some of your struggles earlier in your career, was there a low point for you, either from the time you were temporarily away from the team or after the injury last year? Just add some context to that statement you told him.
Yeah, I'm just very humbled by the opportunity to be here in this situation. I meant it that even in the decision process, I felt like not necessarily I would be the last person that he would choose to come here, but I never thought that he would make that decision. And I really, tackled this opportunity, head first, because I knew that this would be a great opportunity to help promote the team this year heading forward into this season, and to personally, go out there and, put a brand out there for me because of the situations that I've had in the past, and to understand that now that I am a senior and I am in a leadership position, now that I can continue to progress and mature as a man on and off the field.
Left side toward the back, and we'll come up the row.
Hey, Greg. Talk about that injury and how you were able to overcome that and come in with a different mindset now. Do you still think that you're going to think about it when you get on the field? And because you look kind of frustrated when you had to put on that non-contact jersey for the spring game. So, tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, specifically about the spring game, I should have showed a little more composure when it came to, how they were going to handle me. Obviously, I knew that, a tag was going to call me down. The defense kind of used that to advantage when they just barely touch me in situations where I knew they weren't going to tackle me. And they would use that to advantage to call me down a little earlier than I thought I was. But I should have used a little more composure when it came to those situations when I was called down. But at the same time, I'm just so excited, and I shouldn't use the word anxious, but I really am, because of the opportunity to get back out there with my teammates and to really finish what we started last year when we didn't get to the part, we didn't get as far as we should have. But like I said, being a senior now and this being my last go here at the university, is definitely something I look forward to, bringing the national championship back to the university.
Moving up a couple rows, let's start here. You can just pass the mic over.
Talk a little bit about the loss of Justin Fowler and what he meant to the team. Maybe a guy that can step into that role and be there in the backfield like he was.
Johnson, or Nudie as we call him, he's definitely a player that can rarely be replaced. He definitely brought a lot of versatility to our offense and a lot of leadership to the running back group and the tight end group, which he was a part of. And he was a person who was approachable in any situation. He helped me mature to the person I am today for sure. And on the field, you know, he was a force to be reckoned with. And Nudie would definitely be missed. And there are a number of people who can fit into that role. Specifically, I can't mention anybody at this moment, but we have our running backs, tight ends, fullbacks that can definitely fit into that role that Nudie left in, but it will definitely be a hard role to follow.
Kenyon, last year y'all finished the season averaging 5.1 yards per carry as a team. That was 28th in the FBS, one of the lowest ranks in several years. Has explosiveness in the running game been a focus during this offseason, and why would you expect that figure to improve this season?
Yeah, we really focused on finishing plays, just like our whole motto in general is to finish. But with the running back specifically, we focused more on the details of a play in general, where we might have not hit the hole where we should have, or we might have bounced it quicker. We focused on really the detail aspects of being a running back, because it's not really just about breaking tackles or the speed or explosiveness. It's about the play before the play, and that's what really gets you in the best position to get more yards, because as Burns always alluded to, we left a lot of yards on the field when we went over plays and was like, you could have, you know, been a little more patient here or did something here that would have put you in a better position to get more yards.
Let's see, on the end here, we're on the same road. Go ahead.
Kenny, Coach Saban talked about how proud he's been to see you mature since you got on the campus. How different are you today compared to when you first came on campus?
I wouldn't necessarily say night and day, but the patience that I have, obviously the maturity that comes with age and experience, I would say is definitely evident. And just thankful for the opportunity that Saban gave to me in light of the situation that I put myself into. I definitely am very thankful for those opportunities also. But at the same time, the main thing he always preaches is, of course, you're going to make a mistake, you know, just like on the field. You may fumble the ball or you may miss a block or what have you. But it's about how you move forward and how you learn from that mistake, and that's what's most important. And I feel like that's what I really try to pride myself on, because I'm not a perfect person and nobody in this room is, but at the same time, if you continue to make the same mistakes over and over again, then that's when you find yourself in deep waters. And I try to understand that, okay, of course I don't have a lot of leeway or a lot of room to make mistakes in general because of the position and platform I am in as being a student athlete in the university. But at the same time, the mistakes that I did make, to learn from them and to grow from them and continue to mature on and off the field.
We'll take two more, front row on the left side, and we'll come to the front on the right.
Kenny, you guys, ever since you've been there, have opened up with a tough neutral site game. Is it something that you look at as, well, we already have a tough enough schedule, why are we doing this? Or, well, we've got a leg up on other teams because we've done this?
It's definitely something that we accept because of the nature of the beast in playing at the University of Alabama, because in any regard, we're going to get any team best game because of, you know, who we are and what we stand for and how we try to strive to be champions year in and year out. So in any game, we're going to be facing a formidable opponent who's going to give their best. So we take every game as a season in itself to game plan specifically for that opponent. And once that time comes, we go out there, we execute the plays that Saban and Kiffin and Smart, they draw for us, and we go out there and try to execute them as possible, as best as possible. And when we play a complete game on offense, defense, and special teams, most importantly, that's when we tend to win games. So that's what we will focus on this year, is playing complete games on all three levels of the game.
This will be a final question for Kenyon, front row here on the right.
Kenny, Can you talk a little bit about how the offseason's been different with the rehab and the injury? And also, Ryan Kelly mentioned earlier you might have bulked up some more in the offseason than you had before. Talk about that too.
Yeah, it's been a very unique offseason for me. Obviously, with the majority of it is rehabbing to get ready for the season. It's kind of put more of a sense of urgency in my step, I guess, especially with not receiving the medical redshirt that I would hope that I would have received to gain eligibility back. But in any regard, I know that it was going to be tough coming back, so I had to put my best foot forward to try to gain the step that I lost in being injured. And I feel like I said in other rooms, that if the season started today, I'll definitely be 100% ready to go out there and play and compete, you know, at a high level. But at the same time, I have to understand that it's not always going to feel the best. That's with any bump and bruise, you know, you're going to be battered because it's a long season. But as long as, you know, you take the precautions to make sure that your body and your mind and everything else is intact, then you can continue to you know, take the steps necessary to be successful and help this team to a national championship.
Thank you, Ken. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Good luck to you.
Thank you.
All right.
So we're off until 1:20.